So in the parasha, we find the mitzvah of Hakel, and let's ask three basic questions about the mitzvah of Hakel. So question number one, what's the connection between mitzvah Hakel and Shemitah, that the mitzvah of Hakel always has to be in the year after Shemitah? The second question we can ask is, what's the connection between Hakel and Sukkos, that Hakel is specifically on the Yontif of Sukkos? And the third question let's raise is, what's the deeper significance of the mitzvah of Hakel? What's the mitzvah of Hakel all about? So let's start with the first question first. What's the connection between mitzvah Shemitah and the mitzvah of Hakel? So let's start with the words of Rebbein Bechai. Rebbein Bechai explains, obviously, Aderech HaKabbalah, that the significance of the mitzvah of Hakel is that the same way that the mitzvah of Shemitah has come to allude to the Chod Harv, it's come to allude to the seventh millennium, so too the mitzvah of Hakel is coming to allude to this time period. So let's explain the words of Rebbein Bechai. So Chazal teach in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Aleph that there's sixth millennium of Malacha, quote-unquote, and then the seventh millennium is going to be the time period of Mashiach, Musa Mashiach, etc., and the Asid Lavo. And during that Tekufa, during that Zman, there's not going to be any need to do Malacha. It's going to be Chad Chariv. There's not going to be any need to do work on the ground, because the Bria, the world as a whole, is returning back to its state of Adam Rishon before he sinned. In the same way, Adam Rishon, before he sinned, he didn't have to work the ground. Everything was growing automatically. Everything was perfect. So too, when it comes to the Shemitah year, the Shemitah year is alluding to the fact that the world's going back to its original state where there's no need to do malacha. And therefore, during the Shemitah year, there's a prohibition to do malacha because we need to allude to the fact that there's going to be a time in the future where the world's going back to its past, going back to its original state of Adam Rishon, where there's no need to do malacha. So essentially, the mitzvah of Shemitah is alluding to the right to the Metzias Lasid Lavo, and the Metzias Lasid Lavo is essentially just the Shorish of the Bria, essentially Adam Rishon before he sinned. Now, if we think about it, this is also the idea of Sukkos as well. Ma'aral explains that the significance of the Yontif of Sukkos is that Sukkos is all about the Asifa HaElyona. In other words, the Ma'aral explains that there's three time periods, right? There's the something starts growing, which is Pesach. Then there's Shavuos, where we became complete through the Torah. And then the significance of Sukkos is that we're returning back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That everything has its source, and it eventually has to return back to its source. So in Sukkos, we're returning back to Hashem. It's the final of the, it's the culmination of both the Gimel Regalim, it's the culmination of the Yom Narayim, and on the Yontif of Sukkos, we're returning back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same vein that the Bria is going back to its original state during the Shemitah year. In both Sukkos and Shemitah, we're alluding to the fact that these time periods are time periods where we're returning back to our original states. And now we can fully understand and appreciate the significance of the mitzvah of Hakel, because Rebbein Bechai also explains that what mitzvah Hakel is all about is that it's alluding to the fact that the entire world is built on the Torah. That the mitzvah of Hakel is specifically in Yerushalayim, and based on Mikdash, because the entire world, the entire Bria emanated from Yerushalayim. And we're hinting, the king specifically read from Hakel, the king, the Melech, was the one who was obligated to read the parsha of Hakel, because the Melech was alluding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the point is that we all have to be gathered in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's where the world started from, and the world started, was built off of Torah. So specifically, we read the Torah during the mitzvah of Hakel to allude to the fact that this is where the world came from, that the world's emanating from Torah, and that that's where we're headed back to. So to sum everything up, essentially, the mitzvah of Hakel is both in Sukkos and Shemitah, because it's alluding to the fact that we're returning back to the original state. And the purpose of the mitzvah of Hakel is for us to understand and appreciate the fact that really everything emanates from the Torah, and that that's where we're headed back to. We're headed back to this original state where we're going to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, and really everything is emanating from Him, and it's emanating from the Torah.